Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I stepped into the Twitch chat briefly, and a reminder that you can watch this show every day on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/Boston, W-E-E-I. And they were wondering in the chat if any WEEI personnel would be delivering a cake in the studio for you this morning, just like Spaz did.
Dale here.
And that, yes, that is happening later on.
That would be epic.
That is happening later on.
I would love that.
Skivvies?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, Dale in his skivvies will be delivering. It'll happen right when Sophia is on, shockingly. All right. The leads this morning brought... Oh, that's Ozzy, by the way, right?
Nope.
Turn that up. I'm sorry. Is that Stone Temple Pilots?
Faith No More.
Great band.
Good band. Good
Mike
song.
Patton.
Ashes to Ashes.
Faith No More is a great band.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them at the old Foxborough Stadium open up for Metallica. I think it was... I believe that show, believe it or not, was Faith No More, Metallica, and Guns N' Roses,
whoa,
if I remember correctly.
Some heavy hitters there.
Imagine that.
That's awesome.
That was the...
Those were the days.
I think I've told the story about that. I know I told it on the old show, but I don't know if I've told it. I've said it on this show. The story about Guns N' Roses and golfing and needing another member to golf because you had to have it. Did I tell that story?
No,
about
not.
I haven't?
No, never heard that.
Do you want me to tease it, or do you want me to tell it?
Ooh,
tell it now.
Yeah.
Tell it now? So Guns N' Roses, I happen to know, because I was on WAAF, I happened to become friendly with the manager of Guns N' Roses, which was a guy named Doug Goldstein. And so this show was when the Kraft family owned Foxborough Stadium, yet to own the New England Patriots, I believe. So we have that show. We're at that show. The Guns N' Roses guys say, listen, we would love to golf tomorrow morning. The show is on a Friday night. We'd love to golf. Is there a place we can golf? Happened to be with Jonathan Kraft. Jonathan. And Jonathan says, we can golf at Belmont Country Club. So I said, oh, great. Thank you. Well, I have no problem being somebody's guest when it comes to some have called me America's guest. I don't mind being a guest anywhere. So I said, great. The Guns N' Roses guys decide they need two foursomes because they got Slash and Matt Sorum, whomever, golfing. So we show up the next morning to golf at the Belmont Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
All of the Guns N' Roses guys and Jonathan, because there were two foursomes, needed to bring another guest,
right,
another member to host. Who does he bring but the great Myra Kraft? So Mrs. Kraft golfed Belmont Country Club with Slash and the Guns N' Roses guys.
Wow. So that's awesome.
Can you imagine what that foursome was like and how many letters they received from several committees at Belmont Country Club afterwards? Yes. All right. Anyway, take your adventures further than ever before in the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, starting at $32,820. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Wiggy pulls the chestnuts, the Morris chestnut codes out of the Belichick interview. I think we missed one. Listening back, thinking back to what Bill has said about J.C. Jackson and that pick in the end zone has me a little concerned for the future of this negotiating. Now, here's what he said after the game. Real quick snippet when he was asked about J.C.'s pick.
You know, J.C.'s, you leave any trash laying around, he's going to pick it up.
Okay, so he calls it trash picking up. And then, Greg, you asked about J.C.'s play, and here was Bill's response.
Bill, another big play yesterday from J.C. What is it about him that makes him so good back there?
Yeah, well, it's a great play by Devin. I mean, you know, Devin, you know, took the over out and was able to.
So
I wasn't even referring to that play. I was referring to
the punch out.
Yeah,
okay.
And he eventually did get to the punch out, and he praised him a little bit for that.
Yes, he did.
But do you think the negotiating has started already? And because Jackson is playing so well, getting a lot of attention, this could be a potential distraction for this team down the stretch of this year. J.C. Jackson thinking about his money, Ty Law in his ear, probably a lot of people in his ear. Gilmore talking. He saw Gilmore didn't get paid. It's just something. It's just we didn't talk about it, and I think it deserves a little attention.
Well, the negotiation has definitely started.
But do you let me ask you, do you buy that this is some kind of a new Bill Belichick? We've talked about that a lot. Does anybody buy that?
Yeah,
is he conducting business in a different way? Is he used to after last offseason?
Yeah.
Is he used to going out and spending money now? Is he willing to go out and spend money on guys?
That's a great point.
I mean, is he gonna approach something like this player differently than he
in
would have
past,
before?
You know, based on the offseason that he just had, you would think he would.
Maybe, right?
Yeah, so you would think that would be, all right, Bill Belichick is willing to pay guys, and he spent all that money, and now you got your in-house guy, and you do your best to try to keep those guys, and let's see if Bill does that.
Yeah. And we've seen that Bill this season, if somebody's playing really, really well, he's kind of moved the praise elsewhere whenever asked about it. That's kind of been his strategy all season. We've been talking about that a lot, too, so maybe he was just doing that.
All right, that is Ken's lead this morning. Curtis, hello.
Good morning, everybody. So a rare non-sports lead for me this morning. Chris Cuomo has been suspended by CNN indefinitely.
Who?
Chris Cuomo has been suspended.
What took so long?
Just don't call him Fredo.
I honestly didn't hear what you said. I just wanted clarification.
Well, you're getting old. You're like
Curtis,
7 years older than me. So your hearing's
his birthday,
going.
Curtis, it's his birthday. You have to be nice.
Go ahead, Curtis.
Anyway, the down-the-middle impartial CNN anchor has been suspended indefinitely after he lied about his involvement in protecting his governor brother. About as shocking as finding out that Greg had butter cake last night.
I actually did have butter cake last night. How did you? Are you following me?
It's just, okay, anyway. Shot in the dark. Anyway, this whole situation is just, it's so obvious it was what was going on. And the manner in which the network and others protected this guy, Andrew Cuomo, who turns out to be about as vile a human being as exists in politics right now, is laughable. The guy was, they said on CNN that he wasn't going to talk about it, which is being fair and balanced. When you decide not to discuss a story that is bad for a certain political candidate, then you are protecting them.
Mm.
So the absence of discussion was not being impartial. It was, in fact, being partial. And these texts, he's working directly with the top aide to Andrew Cuomo, finding out through back circles that they were doing a political story, who was coming in, who was coming out. Cuomo using his bully pulpit to try and get information out of people to protect this DB, Andrew Cuomo.
It was also attempting to run research on some of the victims of sexual harassment.
Really? He's like,
yes.
I got something on the wedding girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was using whatever sources he has to try to dig up dirt on women who were, by the way, this is the guy, remind me, Curtis, is this the guy that Ken wanted to be president? Just remind me of that.
It's his birthday, but yes, he did.
You can't really hold Ken accountable for that because that's a fall from grace. I mean, a lot of people liked those brothers. A lot of people liked those brothers.
I will say this. When I first heard the story of what he was accused of doing, audible gasp. I audibly gasped.
Yep.
But you're right. Never mind suspension. Is he suspended with pay? I hate when people get suspended with pay.
Well, and the other thing is he's making $6 million a year.
Wow.
He's an empty head. Like,
he makes that much money?
Yes.
Man, Fredo's getting paid.
First of all, when it comes to journalistic standards, and I know a little bit about this because I'm a journalist.
You are.
The fact that they allowed that CNN, as apparently what is supposed to be a non-biased network, allowed him to interview his own brother every single night during the pandemic was a complete violation of any kind of journalistic standard whatsoever anywhere.
It's entertainment, Greg. Yeah, are we really shocked that he helped his brother out? I mean, if you had a brother in politics and you were in the media, would you help him out in a situation
like
that?
He lied to his employers
about it. I'm not saying he's without, like...
He lied to his employers about it.
That's fine.
Would any other anchor be let go for something like that? On any other network? Would any other...
That shocking, I mean, to be honest.
Right.
Like, if you didn't think he was helping his brother out in a time of crisis, what...
I'm old enough to remember when people bullying other members of the media to protect a powerful politician was a bad thing, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
All right, Curtis. Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. We talked a little bit yesterday about Brian Kelly heading to LSU, so on and so forth, but... The media went a completely different route yesterday. It really wasn't about Brian Kelly leaving. It was really about how he left, how he texted his team at 10:08 p.m. He says, sorry for the late text. You know, I'm sorry if you found out that I'm leaving via social media, via friends, family, whatever. Then he holds a 7 a.m. meeting the next morning that lasted, I think, 11 minutes. People up in arms about it. Here's what Peter King had to say.
One day, these kids look on Twitter and find out that their coach has bolted for LSU. You know what, Brian Kelly? Be an adult. Be responsible, just like you would want your players to be. Any coach who would abandon his team not only rubs me the wrong way, but I think it says something, quite honestly, about his character.
I
agree with him 100%.
You agree?
Yeah, I agree with Peter King. Good
so
call.
I figured that was going to be Wiggy's take, mm-hmm. and I agree. I think that players are owed something. But what is the way to do this? Because obviously, if one person knows, everybody knows in this day and age with social media, mm-hmm. with cell phones, so on and so forth. In my opinion, Brian Kelly texting the team as soon as the news broke, how else was he going to do it? It's like he couldn't have meetings with these guys beforehand.
So do you think Brian Kelly just found out at 9:59 p.m. that he was taking the LSU job?
I think pen to paper probably happened late at night.
Well, pen to paper. But right. Do you think he just found out he was taking that job at 9:59?
Well, no, he's not going to tell
but
him.
He's not,
yeah. not going to get it. He's not going to tell him while he's negotiating.
That's where I don't buy it. Because he probably knew a couple days in advance that probably an agreement in principle.
If you were talking currently with Pebbles about returning to that morning show,
right.
would you tell all of us about it before the deal was done?
If I knew I was going.
You're fraudulent. You would not.
I knew I was going a couple days before and I hadn't signed anything, but I knew that's where I was going.
You wouldn't.
I would
pen to paper. You would wait until the deal was done.
No. Why would I wait if I know that's where I'm going? Brian Kelly knew probably 2 or 3 days that he was taking the job at LSU. So once when he knew that, he should have then been like, all right, I need to tell my players rather than wait till it gets leaked out and say, hey, listen, guys, you know, there's probably – because there was a lot of rumors and speculation before that. So here's what it is. Be upfront. I'm with Peter King. Be honest and upfront.
But you have a new rule in football, mm-hmm. in college football, which specifically addresses this – which is the transfer portal.
Yeah.
So guys can, if guys are unhappy, they can leave. They can go with him or go. So, I mean, I don't.
And my point with this is that if he knew 3 days ahead of time, but pen mm-hmm. to paper didn't happen until that night, things fall through all the time. So it's a hard thing to balance. My issue with Brian Kelly was him talking about not leaving unless it's $250 million, whatever, just days before he actually did. Because
did you see yourself leaving Notre Dame of your own volition?
No.
But the thing is that's so laughable is that Brian Kelly was the head coach of Central Michigan. He was under contract. Notre Dame went in and took him from Central Michigan and brought him here,
mm-hmm.
doing the exact thing that LSU did with Brian Kelly. And all of a sudden, it's what's wrong with sports.
Right.
They did the same thing as well. Tyrone Willingham was under contract at Stanford.
But
they poached him from Stanford.
It happens. I'm not tripping about the poaching part because that happens in sports.
But it's never about why they leave. You're just mad they left, and you're trying to find any avenue that you can get your anger out.
I don't care that he left. No, we're talking.
I'm talking about the people in South Bend. They're mad he left, so they're trying to say, "Oh, he was a meanie. He didn't sit down and do the right thing."
These poor college players. Listen, the same people who are saying this is unfair to young college football players are the ones who are demanding that young college football players be paid for their name and their likeness. So,
right, but that's
not
a conversation.
Let's not
What's
act like,
conversation
let's
here?
Not act like conversation. It's not a business. Let's not act like it's not a business. Your boss leaves. You're not notified in 6 months at work when your boss is thinking about taking another job. I'm sorry. Stop whining about it.
So, but that's not the conversation.
It the, is conversation the conversation
is how you go about doing it. Right, so that's the conversation here. So if you, so you saying you got no problem if all of a sudden that
if something
tomorrow, Courtney, myself, Curtis was in the contract, walks up and just is like, oh, guess what, I'm going elsewhere.
If Curtis announced that, I would be crestfallen. There would be an audible gasp. Ken, I don't care.
It was
if Ken leaves, I don't care.
That was a good point that you made. You don't find out about your boss in the real world leaving until it's final, and there's like an email going out to the whole company.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You want to look at it that way.
Just a quick note here. It was Cincinnati, not Central Michigan, but the same thing applies. And secondly, I do think you're being fraudulent, Greg, because when we found out that Tim Kelly was going to corporate, you were crestfallen.
Tim Clark.
Tim Clark.
What'd I say?
Tim Kelly.
All right, I'm going home.
All right. Anyway, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So Curtis and I were having a quick conversation before the show, and they sparked myself about Man in the Arena. It's something that Tom Brady said. We have that audio.
I think in the end, Coach Belichick loved the fact that that happened. You know, after 21 games, I think he was ready for the bubble to burst. And it's hard to always come in there every Monday after a win and, you know, get pissed off at the team. But after that game in Pittsburgh, it gave him all the reasons he needed to come in and get pissed off at the team.
So Brady's talking about a 21-game winning streak that they had in 04 that he felt Bill was happy that they lost because maybe, you know, it was something to ground them a little bit, get a little bit humble. And Curtis and I were talking about this team where they're on a 6-game winning streak. And is that something that maybe Bill in his mind is looking for? And I said no, because I think with this team here, and this is why I think this team is built to be on a nice long run. They started off the season at 1-3. So it's not like they're this winning team. Last year, they're coming off a losing season, being 7-9. They got a lot of different players that don't understand that winning culture and maybe sometimes need that L to be grounded a little bit. And you got a young quarterback in Mac Jones where I don't think he ever gets ahead of himself and, you know, puts himself ahead of the team. So I think this team is built for that because you're going to need a long winning streak. Mm-hmm. We had 9-01, and the Patriots have already won 6. And in order for them to continue to where they want to go, you'll have that long winning streak. And I don't think this team is built like that 04 team. And remember, the 04 team had won 2 Super Bowls prior to that. Yeah. So,
all right. Thanks, Wiggy.
You got it.
My lead is in the form of a question this morning with regard to the NBA and whether what happened on Sunday during the Kings-Grizzlies game is a good thing or a bad thing for the NBA and for fans. Taking a page out of the LeBron James book, his BFF, Tristan Thompson, had a fan ejected from Sunday's game for making comments about Khloe Kardashian.
Whoa.
Do you feel... I believe we have some audio on this, and then I want to know how you feel about that.
We got a little off-court activity going on with a fan that looked like is being removed from the game.
Hey, it happens in the best of arenas, you know, for various reasons. So they've been chattering over there for sure, though.
Tell you what, if you pay that kind of money for a courtside seat, you still got to watch what you say.
Yeah.
And what you do.
So, guy who's at the game, paid whatever he paid, $1,000, $1,200 for the seat, happens to make some kind of a comment about Khloe Kardashian to Tristan Thompson. He has the guy removed. Is that LeBron James has guys removed? Apparently, if you believe what LeBron says, the couple that he got removed made a comment about his son dying in a, essentially hoping he died in a car accident or something like that. I mean, people say the most ridiculous things. Just take a look at any of my social media platforms and you'll see that. But is it a good thing for a player now in the NBA to be able to eject the fan anytime the fan says something that he doesn't like?
I think there's a line.
There's a line you don't cross.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't talk about people's family. So you can't say whether it's LeBron, I hope your kid dies in a car crash. I don't care if Khloe Kardashian is an absolute superstar and Tristan Thompson is. That's still the mother to his child. You don't say anything about her.
She's a Kardashian.
Okay, so let me ask.
There's a law in this country. You can say anything you want about a Kardashian.
Let me ask this question. If that person said something to Tristan Thompson about Khloe.
Is that the Build Back Better law?
outside the arena? What do you think would happen?
It's the golden rule, actually, Curtis.
I also think it depends what somebody said about Khloe.
Well,
Well, because if somebody was like, oh, you cheated on Khloe, you know, yelling stuff like that, that's one thing where it's kind of like, all right, don't be petty about that.
But if
they're saying your son should die in a car accident to LeBron, that's a complete.
Greg, you got I Am Juddy removed from the Twitch feed.
I allow Juddy.
That was a simple white t-shirt.
Juddy is in there, right? Juddy is in there saying the worst possible things about me every day. And then he slides.
But he's not talking about your kids.
Then he slides into my DMs the other day looking for a dinner reservation somewhere or something. The guy is fraudulent. He's absolutely fraudulent. But I like it. I enjoy it.
Well, he ain't talking about your kids, though, Greg.
People talk about my kids all the time, but they do. I don't have them ejected from the Twitch feed or from the radio universe.
You can't do that. All right, but if you have that power,
so we believe it's a good thing. Fan pays a ton of money. They make some sort of a comment that a player determines is offensive, and then they're out.
I think that there's a line. You know, somebody yelling racial slurs, which we've seen before, yeah, you should be ejected from a game. Fans need to be held accountable to a certain standard. Yes, you paid a lot of money to be sitting courtside. I get it. But at the same time, you're an adult. Right. Act like one.
Yeah. All right. Those are today's leads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.